1816 was known as the year without a summer in New England. In Vermont, a June blizzard blackened leaves on the trees. Frosts and drought in July and August killed or stunted crops. It's said that many left the state because of the hardships of that year. But others stayed, and in some instances did more than survive. In Bethel, residents built the town's first church and public building. As VPR Steve Zinn tells us, it was consecrated on Christmas Eve 200 years ago.
The year 1816 is known by many names. The poverty year, the starving year, and with a touch of black humor, 1800 and froze to death. Frost every month that year proved disastrous at a time when people lived mostly off what they grew or raised. The hay was poor and not enough to get livestock through the coming winter. But that year, a handsome brick church in the Federalist style went up in Bethel.
That was built in 1816 by people who were close to starving to death and their animals were in bad way.
Janet Burnham has written a history of what was then known as the First Proprietor's Meeting House, built and used for worship by five different congregations. At the time, no one knew why the weather had turned so catastrophically bad, but some saw in it the hand of a god angered by the sins of mortals. The book Freedom and Unity, A History of Vermont, quotes a poem from the time that speaks of snow in June that, quote, nips the fruit in early bloom. The poem goes on to say, shall we be frightened by such things? No, rather frightened at our sins. Burnham says there's no record of why people in Bethel built the church during that most horrible of years, but it's not hard to imagine that the hope of divine forgiveness played some role.
If you used your common sense, let's say, in 1816, that wouldn't have been something you'd do. But these people went ahead and said, dear Lord, we're building a church. Are you listening?
Local hands built the church using bricks produced just down the road. The exterior, including the windows, is much the same as it was 200 years ago. The interior was redone in the 1850s. Tom Hardy is church pastor.
What you see now with this imbricated tin ceiling that's about 16 feet above us was originally 32 or 33 feet above us, with balconies on three sides.
Since 1816, other churches have been built in Bethel. Now two of the original five congregations still worship here. Some of the members go way back.
We still have some of the original families who were known as the proprietors of the meeting house. At least three of those families still come to church.
One family that left Vermont after the year without a summer was Joseph Smith's. They moved to New York State, where Smith would claim to discover the golden tablets that produced the Book of Mormon and a new religion. In communities like Bethel, those who stayed built churches to practice the old-time religion. Burlington's Unitarian Church at the head of Church Street was also erected in 1816. Hardy says perhaps people back then thought the end was nigh, but there may have been other reasons why they banded together to build the churches.
Doing it in a year with a frost in every month, in what they probably thought was kind of an apocalyptic world, and to think that five denominations came together. I mean, talk about, you know, kind of forced ecumenism. Was it social and cultural? Was it financial? Was it just this kind of, okay, guys, our differences are so meaningless, let's band together and get ourselves a house of worship? It's hard to tell.
On Christmas Eve, members of the United Church of Bethel and the community at large will celebrate the 200th anniversary of the town's first public building with a service, live music, and fireworks. They'll also unveil a historic marker that commemorates the church and the year 1800 and froze to death. What those who lived through it didn't know at the time is it was caused by the eruption of a volcano in Indonesia. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.